A body mich no think it, but there a good chance that yin or Mary or forebears was in a newspaper report. The first papers in Scotland stirred at about 1700 and was read we educate folk. There were attacks that made them a bony penny and all. But in the 1840s, four cheaper papers came into the market and mere folk could read. For this time, newspaper scrivers recorded mere anent the ordinary folk. And by the mid-19th century, we find a rise in the number of tradesmen and farmers and workers in obits. And it was common to find articles and features, and then onything under the sun, written in Scots. Many small papers aired at a shire or toon flourished and described life and folk in all their small particulars. This was the pattern until the 1910s and 1920s. When muckle corporate syndicates started buying up the small papers in Scotland, drap at the articles in Scots, and report it for less and with less care what was going on in the particular airt. A doondrag for folks bearing out mere modern family history for the 19th and 20th centuries is the want to own an online register for old newspapers for Scotland. The new, the British Newspaper Archive, that Abodim and Pyfer, is the nearest. But despite its streep to comprehend Scots papers, it has nae mair nor a partial run, and the feck of papers for Scotland sits, unseen, in the Mitchell Libra in Glasgow, National Libra in Embra, or Sindri's Central Libra's Braid Scotland. We maun spier when their sources mich be digified, and when Scots spearers will hae an online springheed dedicate to Scotland, that Disney lippin on outland steeds. But the new, gin a body can thole it, you'll hae to sit and gae through reels of microfilm, page by page, on the chance you micht find something. But when you div find articles, they can throw a mere personal licht on your forebears.